British Sky Broadcasting presents Gamer, starring Gerard Butler and Michael C. Hall, voiced by Neville Watchhurst. The rotating cogs and metal doors of the Lionsgate logo shine out. Some years from this exact moment, a slightly futuristic New York street is emblazoned with huge advertising slogans of Cable, spelt K-A-B-L-E, and Slayers. Traffic and pedestrians move in fast forward. Some of them wanna get used by you. Tokyo is similarly sloganed. A projection of a grim-faced warrior looms on the side of a tall building. A bank of huge satellite dishes rotate in unison. One of the great pyramids has slogans projected onto it. London and Beijing are both covered in the same advertising slogans and images. The man whose face has been splashed across the world's major cities moves through a bleak urban battlefield clutching a machine gun. He seems to stall for half a second, then continues. He moves to take cover and shoots at a wave of advancing enemy. A gout of blood, a man falls. A caption reads, "Save point, 410 meters." In a gigantic factory space, a horde of enemy fire back. A man in a Mac and carrying a briefcase crosses incongruously. While the blood and mayhem seem real enough, the scene as a whole is strongly reminiscent of a computer game. Waves of soldiers fall as a bearded man bares his teeth and sprays them with his gigantic weapon. One man throws a grenade. A body flies through the air to land on a pile of corpses. The man with the briefcase stands calmly making some kind of transaction with a man in a wire-caged booth. The main guy walks circumspectly up a flight of metal stairs, aiming his gun this way and that. Entering a room, he kills three men he encounters. The caption now reads, "Save point, 110 meters. The main guy peers through a broken window. A brief shot from elsewhere of a young man in a clean t-shirt.
Turn me around.
The warrior seems to be struggling to turn himself. The youngster in the white t-shirt spins. The man shoots his way out, killing everyone in his path. He spots a grenade on the floor. He is catapulted out of the window in a shower of glass and metal to land on the roof of a car. The main guy tumbles painfully to the ground. He struggles to his feet. Along with a number of others, he hobbles purposefully towards a gateway. Passing through the gateway, he spots a small circular building like a news kiosk, the windows of which pulsate with light. He limps towards it. The title, Gamer, appears. The main guy sits with others in a bleak carriage.
Grind Cable.
My name's Tillman.
Whatever your name is, you got to the safe point fast.
Who the fuck cares? No one's getting out of here alive.
I am. I'm gonna make it out.
Sure you will.
Say you got three battles left before you get out.
Cable stares grimly ahead. His arms are elaborately tattooed with text. In a flashy office emblazoned Telnet, a young man and woman follow an older man up a flight of stairs.
Bob. Bob.
All right, let me handle this. Bob.
Do we have the interview or don't
we? Yes, we are con hair close.
Look, I'm not going to blow the three-agent war for close.
With all due respect, Bob, nobody cares about dead Orientals. They care about Ken Castle.
Can I hear from Gina, please?
Okay, Bob. Are you aware that Castle has clocked exactly one media appearance date, and that was Walter's last interview before she died 9 fucking years ago?
Stop menstruating and just tell me whether we fucking have it.
We fucking have it.
Good.
Palindromes. Okay, focus. Let's get lunch. Iranian sushi or Mexican?
Burger chili fry.
I could freak a burger.
That's it.
We live in society. We visit society. I mean, which one's more real, really? I mean, which one's really real? You know what I mean?
Ken Castle, billionaire creator of Society and Slayers, speaks.
You're watching Gina Parker Smith, a live World Link Tonight exclusive.
This motherfucker is off the charts.
You realize he could buy the network?
Yeah, why would he? Son of a bitch pulls in 650 million pay-per-views for a single broadcast?
Going live. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
First, there was Society, the ultimate sim environment, where players don't control virtual animated characters, but actual living, breathing human beings. They walked them, they talked them, they juiced them, they rocked them.
Rickety dickety doo.
We had that on t-shirts back in 2010.
The creation of reclusive genius Ken Castle.
Who is Ken Castle?
Society took the world by storm, becoming the number one guilty pleasure of billions.
You can get paid to be controlled, or you can pay to control.
And generating one of the world's largest private fortunes, surpassing Bill Gates practically overnight. 9 months ago, Castle unveiled a new simulation. One that would take gaming to new heights of thrilling excess and controversy.
Slayers.
If society let us live through others, Slayers could let us die through others. Slayers gives the gamer full control of a flesh and blood human being in full-scale kill or be killed combat. And when we say flesh and blood, we mean flesh and blood.
Blood splats onto the enormous screen at the rear of the stage. The audience applaud Gina Parker Smith interviewing Ken Castle.
Slayers. Why isn't it murder?
Gina, when's the last time you saw somebody volunteer to be murdered? I'm sure you know that every last one of our Slayers is a bona fide death row inmate. Each one offered the chance to participate as an alternative to their sentence. You stay alive for 30 sessions, you get set free. That's not a bad goddamn deal.
And has any of these men or women actually survived long enough to be set free?
Well, I'd remind your audience that Slayers was put together with the full cooperation and approval of the United States federal government, that the revenue it produces is responsible for funding our entire prison system, keeping the bad guys behind bars, and that the prop was voted for by a cock-solid 68% of the American public.
In an election tainted by suspected digital fraud. Let's talk about the so-called genericons sent into the Slayers environment with a set of pre-programmed actions with no one controlling them and no way to react. Their chances of survival are next to nil.
There's plenty of men and women in prison who could never cut it as Slayers. Shouldn't they be given the same chance? Roll the dice for a ticket out? Besides, they only need to survive one session.
Right. So, Mr. Castle, how the hell does it work?
It begins with a single nanocell planted in the motor cortex of the brain. This cell can replicate, replacing the cells around it with perfect copies. And these copied cells contain remote access functionality. Therefore, nano plus cortex equals a nanex.
Isn't it true that every human that undergoes this procedure will have a distinct IP address, like a mobile device or notebook computer?
But control is strictly localized to the parameters of our gaming environments. You take society, for instance. Once a cast member has left the workplace, they are completely free from the control and monitoring of their player.
Oh, well, that's a relief.
To some, maybe.
A blonde woman stands in a washroom applying lipstick.
Don't you suspect a good many folks wouldn't mind a nitty bit of control? Someone else making all the decisions for you? No tough choices, no responsibilities.
Think about it.
We will, Mr. Kessel. We will.
The Gina Parker Smith Show, sponsored by
Slayers.
Good little talk.
Oh, shit. My pleasure. Can I just tell you, I cannot wait until the next Slayers. I mean, Cable has been unbelievable. His arms are just so... Well, I know it's terrible.
The word humans with a Z appears on the screen.
What the hell is that?
King Castle wants you to believe that you are living in a better, safer world. He's alive. Mind control is slave.
Mr. Castle, we have no idea where this is.
Shush. We will all be his own if we allow this evolution to continue.
A South Park-style cartoon shows Castle's head being excreted from a digestive tract.
That's a goddamn who?
This is nuts. It's like the signal is generating simultaneously from six countries.
Bypass orbital and reroute to the backup servers, please, now. Now! Mr. Castle, we can't stop every virus that sneaks in.
You might want to let my boys take a look at your firewall.
We're on it. They'll be off the air momentarily.
So sorry.
What about you, Sugar? Wonder if I might breach your firewall one of these days.
You're bad.
He's good.
Fuck him up!
One of a huge group of prisoners seems to be killing a guard with a rock. Other guards rush up.
Get the fuck down! Get down!
The guards shoot at the fleeing prisoner, who seems to be catapulted high into the air. Cable sits pensively on the searing white sand of the vast prison yard. He scrapes up two handfuls of the white sand and lets it run through his fingers, staring at it as it trickles away. Armed guards train powerful weapons down onto the white-clad prisoners shooting basketball in the glare of the sun. One prisoner on crutches and full-length splints on both legs hobbles across towards the players. Cable looks across at the man. He seems to be reminded of walking through a meadow with a little girl in white tights. A younger, happier Cable hunkers down, smiling by the little girl. He walks with her. A seedy prisoner with a black front tooth has come down to sit next to Cable.
My name's Tillman.
Yeah, Tillsman. They said your name was Tillsman. I was just sitting, huh? I was sitting and looking, just looking and sitting. Just like me, man. I keep my holes down. You gotta keep your holes down. Every day, dude, inevitably snaps, breaks. Starts to crack up, you know why? Because we don't know if we're gonna live a day or two or die. Nobody but you. Right? 27 battles, huh? 3 to go. Nobody's ever done that, man. Nobody's ever come that close. No one's even gotten 10 games without getting their brain shot, man. Everybody but Cable, because you're sitting and looking, huh, man? You got a plan in your head. You got a mission. You never break, you never snap. You never say shit either. But you take care of your business, don't you? Niggas could get spooked by that kind of single-mindedness, you know what I mean? Because you spooky. You spook me. What you in for?
Cable looks straight ahead. He seems to recall a man sitting in a bare interrogation room. The man leans back in his chair, blood apparently dripping from his head. The man suddenly sits upright, eyes wide open. The seedy man looks dubiously across at Cable as they sit at the foot of a huge bank of sand. A huge New York tenement block. The woman who was earlier applying lipstick looks at a photo of the little girl Cable had remembered walking with through the meadow. She appears sad. An aerial shot of a bus moving along a New York street. The sad-faced woman sits on the crowded bus. Adverts flash. Will he make it? Watch Slayers on pay-per-view. She bows her head. More ads for the 27th battle are projected onto a square building. Cable sits alone in a darkened cell. A hand appears in a hatch in the door and drops in a creased photo of the woman and the little girl. Cable peers through the hatch and then picks up the photo and holds it emotionally in both hands. Cable, younger, drives a car. In the passenger seat sits the woman. She strokes his arm, on which is tattooed, "I am right here with you."
You want to get back to them. It's all you think about. It's the only thing that keeps you alive.
Who's talking?
Sign it.
What?
Sign it. Please, Tillman. My son David, he's your biggest fan. He prays for you.
Cable signs the piece of paper and hands it back through the hatch. The woman jabs something into the back of his hand.
To prove it's authentic, makes it worth more.
Why would anyone want my name?
You don't even know what's going on out there, do you?
All medical personnel report to central processing.
Okay, gotta go.
Wait, how would you get this picture? Have you seen them?
A close-up on a woman's eye. The lid closes. She appears to be watching a city square full of young people hanging out. It is the woman from Cable's memories, but dressed now in a skimpy pink basque. She looks on as people blow bubbles, rollerblade, pose, and make out.
Sweat, baby, sweat, baby, sex is a Texas drought. Me and you do the kind of stuff that only Prince would sing about. So put your hands down my pants, and I'll bet you feel nuts. Yes, I'm Cisco, yes, I'm Ebert, and you're getting two thumbs up. I'm a kicker than FedEx, never reach an apex, just like Google Cole stock. You are inclined to make me rise an hour early, just like daylight savings time. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Do it again now.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Two female rollerbladers collide. A man, apparently observing remotely, laughs. The man observing seems to be getting off on seeing two young bare-breasted women kissing. The woman in the pink dress smiles demurely and walks with purpose towards a young man. The young man wears a rubber pig snout.
Hey.
Hi.
So what's your damage?
She shows off her rabbit scut. An obese couch potato observes remotely.
You know, just hanging out, just looking to meet people.
Meet people?
Lucky you. You met me.
I'm Mika. I'm Del. I like your fur.
I like your fur.
Do you want to go somewhere?
You want to go somewhere? We are somewhere.
We are somewhere.
It would appear that the young man in the pig snout is the avatar of the grossly fat man eating waffles who now pants obscenely. The young man with the pig snout runs his hands over the body of the young woman in the pink dress as she stoically keeps her eyes fixed on an image of Cable. A screaming face appears on the couch potato's screen as the humans interrupt his game.
By the subversive group Humans caused a nationwide stir today. All contact between Society City and an estimated 750,000 players was shut down for 3 hours while Castle technicians worked to remove what they described as a satellite infection.
These pranks, at first attributed to rogue isolated hackers, are now suspected to be the work of an elaborate and sophisticated network of programming cells spread across several countries.
Experts estimate that the service interruption will end up costing Castle billions in lost revenue.
Well, don't cry for Castle. He can cover this with the change in his couch cushions.
On a personal note, that shit was fucked up.
Yeah, it was. I literally pissed myself.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Seriously, these humans, cocksuckers, they're out of control.
Castle has been watching the preceding broadcast. Prisoners under guard travel in a bleak train carriage.
Sandra.
Quake.
My name's Sandra.
Stop talking.
A guard strikes the woman so hard in the face that she spits out blood. Now armed, the prisoners run, it would appear literally for their lives, along a corridor and into the open air. Cable runs with others up a steep concrete slope. With Sandra now at his side, he emerges onto a blasted urban battlefield. Cable and Sandra level their machine guns and run across an open space littered with rubble and burning cars. Figures seem to observe them from the surrounding buildings. Cable looks up to see a helicopter powering along the street. It launches rockets, severing the leg of another prisoner. Cable breaks cover. A Chinese beggar shakes his tin hopefully. It is spattered with blood. Cable shoots another player. Cable stares as a flaming SUV spins through the air to land skidding on its roof. Cable runs crouching along the devastated street. On a walkway overhead, a man turns a flamethrower on his adversaries. A flaming man topples over the parapet to lie still on the roadway below. After a moment, he gets up and walks away. An unarmed man pushes bizarrely against the metal grille covering a shop front. Cable peers from behind a pillar. A woman in a burqa seems to be walking across the square. Men are gunned down. Cable stares out at the white-swathed woman crossing the bullet-riddled square. A glimpse of the young man in a clean t-shirt who is playing Cable. Cable then sweeps across the square, pushing the woman to safety. Body parts are gathered up by a kind of snowplow. The woman gets purposefully back to her feet and marches across the street, only to be run down by a truck.
Can't say I didn't try.
Cable's progress through the street is presented as if from the perspective of the gamer, the screen overlaid with pictograms and score markers. He shoots as he runs. He takes cover behind a wrecked vehicle. Sandra reappears. She shoots upwards at a man taking aim at Cable from a window. The pair then run on together. Cable looks towards Sandra, whose head is suddenly blown off, splattering his face in gore. He shoots her killer and then continues on into an open space of utter carnage. Cable runs across the square. He gets tumbled by an explosion and rolls across the roof of a car. He guns down a man in flames. Cable reaches the save point. Los Angeles. A crowd cheers as onto a vast screen appear huge capitals announcing Session 28, 132 slayers killed. Crowds cheer in London, Barcelona, Baghdad, Bombay, Beijing. In the transporter, a sweaty survivor bares his teeth in a desperate grin.
We're all gonna die. Oh, 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 God. I'm not supposed to be here. Who are they? Who the fuck are they? What the fuck is playing us, man?
Cable's eyes widen. A youth spreads a strange green paste into a sandwich, then removes the crusts. He takes a bite and then walks past a vast aquarium containing sharks and rays.
Shut up, fish.
The youth slouches towards what would seem to be a projection of vastly magnified single-cell creatures. Tossing the sandwich aside, he passes through the image and goes to recline on huge cushions in the center of a kind of virtual reality chamber. Menus of insistent images, many of them pornographic, flash up all around him. He flicks through them with one lazy foot.
Gay. 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 Tardily gay.
Swarm. Swarmers. The latest innovation from Browning. This self-detonating cartridge offers the widest and deadliest spray available from a full-tracking, cornering ordnance.
Daddy Light? Fangirl, stop hacking me.
You suck, Simon. You're gonna get my boyfriend killed before he can get out of jail and before he can fill me up with his hot seat.
Simon, I just want to play you. Forget about that star fucker.
Shut up, bitch!
So, when am I gonna get to meet you for, like, reals?
What's that?
What's up, loser? Mom says, go to college, move the fuck out, and, oh yeah, you're a sick retard. You're pathetic. You smell like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Want to make out?
You wish. Can't wait till they cut you off, Simeon.
Eat balls, bitch.
Simon?
Maybe.
Oh, my God! It's really you!
Nice.
Do you want to see our tits, Simon?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Now that we have your attention, here's an offer that you can't refuse. Well,
here we go.
50 million euros for control of Cable. Instant transfer to the account of your choice.
Cable's not for sale. Thank you.
Baby, make it 100.
It's been real.
The image of the bear interrogation room appears seemingly unbidden.
The fuck?
Simon stares at the footage of what would appear to be Cable shooting dead the man sitting across the table from him.
If you want to talk to Cable, we can show you how. If you want to talk to Cable, we can show you how. If you want to talk to Cable, we can show you how.
Castle talks to his assistants.
Look at it, the new face of Slayers. Pure, crystallized horror, two stories high and bathed in bloody red. He is what they want.
They love Cable.
They do now. But when they watch their hero die right in front of their eyeballs, so sharp and vivid it feels like you could reach out and touch the wet flesh, they're gonna change their point of view. They'll be seduced by the power, the violence, the dominance. It's human nature.
Cable's made it to 28 battles. Every player in the game is trying to take him out.
Yeah, Cable's a perfect soldier. He's a tactical killing computer. His only vulnerability is the Nanex itself, the ping, the delay between Simon's commands and Cable's ability to execute.
So why should this one be any different? Who controls him?
No one.
Castle gazes up at a vast screen filled with the image of a wild-eyed black fighter. A Japanese man screams as he claws the back of his neck. The man falls forward, seemingly dead, having sliced open the back of his neck and rummaged around in the wound with his own fingers. The other prisoners, including Cable, look on, only mildly disturbed. A guard shambles in.
The hell happened to this one?
Looked like he escaped.
Hi, girls. Back to your jazzercise.
As the guards drag the body away, Cable looks across at the terrifying black man who stares back, rolling his scarred neck.
That's Hackman. So he killed a whole mess of people, man. Killed himself, all kinds of people. And then one day, he just walks up and turns himself in. It's like he wants to be inside or some crazy shit like that. You know what I'm saying? There's always gonna be all kinds of slayers, man. As long as I got motherfuckers like that running around killing himself, all kinds of...
Cable! Let's go! Upgrades, come on!
Cable gets up as bidden by the guard.
I want you to upgrade a brother, man.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Cable, under the supervision of a guard, seems to be trying out new heat-seeking ammunition against a horde of simulated opponents. The rounds home in on the tiny, shining figures. Cable surveys his work. He looks across at his guard as he prepares to slot another of the huge rounds into his gun.
Wames.
What?
Wames. The player or the slayer?
I'm the hand.
Someone somewhere else is the eye. That's tripped out, man.
Sometimes they take over completely. They move you around like a robot, but that don't work so good.
Why?
The delay.
Yeah, the ping.
They talk about that. About how long it takes the Slayer to respond to the command?
Whatever they call it. A slice of a second out there is the difference between living and dying. When that trigger pulls...
The insanely angry Hackman shoots his gun and glares across at Cable.
It's just me.
In semi-darkness, Cable removes the dressing from an untidy gash in the flesh of his right shoulder. He dabs at it with a wet cloth. Hackman appears at the end of the corridor leading to where Cable stands.
Hey, Cable. Look. I just killed someone. This is the blood. Look. He's back here. Want to see?
You know you're heading on straight.
I'm gonna kill you too on Sunday.
Yeah, probably.
That's why they put me here. I've got no strings. I've got no strings. So I have fun. I'm not tied up to anyone. They've got strings, but you can see there are no strings on me. You got two whores, Cable.
Fuck you say?
On the outside. I'm sorry. I meant your pretty girls. See, you want to get back to them. But I'm going to visit them first.
Cable has pursued Hackman to the end of the corridor, only to find he has disappeared. Cable punches the wall.
All right.
The armed slayers pile down a passageway. Simon seems to be limbering up for the game.
Cable? Cable? Dude? It's me. It's me.
Who?
Simon, I'm playing you.
How come I can hear you?
Well, it's a mod.
Gamers can't talk to cons.
I know. It's fucking unbelievable. This is amazing.
As Cable arrives at the concrete ramp which marks the entrance to the game, a flaming motorcycle spins through the air and crashes down. Cable runs into the battle area. Simon seems to be standing right behind him. He flexes his arms, causing Cable to copy his movements.
It's cool, yeah?
No, it's not cool! Pay attention to the fucking game!
Cable fires off one of his new rounds, dismembering an opponent. Unarmed onlookers in grey boiler suits respond appreciatively.
All right, I got it.
What are you, 12?
I'm 17, actually, thank you.
This is unbelievable. How am I not dead yet?
So I'm a badass motherfucker.
Simon continues manipulating Cable to kill his adversaries. A man sprays fire at a passing motorcyclist. Cable pauses as if due to the time lag. He spots his seedy companion sweeping the dusty ground.
Freak! You shouldn't be here!
Cable, from cover, watches as his cellmate is gunned down and falls to the ground. Cable bows his head.
Gibbs.
What?
Like giblets, kibbles and bits, chunks, pieces, everywhere.
These are real humans, fucker!
A motorcyclist spins through the air in a ball of flame. A female onlooker stands and reveals her breasts.
Death row psychos, so what? They had it coming anyway, right?
I guess that goes for me too.
Yeah, but you're different.
Different? How?
I don't know, because you're my psycho. Damn, Deliria.
Think about it, Cable. All the shit we've been through together. What an epic run, man. It's gonna suck to see it end.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, yeah, I get that for you, it's different.
This way.
There's nothing there.
Trust me, Cable.
It's a restricted area. It's beyond the borders of the game. I couldn't put you there even if I tried.
Warning. Access denied.
Cable and Simon both reel at the explosion. Cable fires his gun. He takes cover behind a container. Hackman leaps down behind him.
Shit.
Cable is beaten to the ground.
Bye, Cable.
Hackman's gun misfires. Another convict appears with half his head missing. Cable kicks Hackman in the groin. Guards arrive and apprehend Hackman.
It's gonna get me killed.
Dude, I'm right here, man. I can hear you.
Listen to me. I don't know who's behind it or why, but I was supposed to die tonight. They're gunning for us. So I can beat them, but not with you controlling me.
What the hell are you talking about?
Turn me loose, kid. You want to win? Turn me loose. Find a way.
Cable is knocked down by a guard. Cable's wife approaches a man at a desk.
So, Miss Roth, since you're applying for custody of your daughter?
Delia. Her name is Delia.
Spouse incarcerated, life without possibility of parole. You use your maiden name?
My husband, it's not entirely true regarding his sentence. In fact, he's due to be released soon.
Miss Roth, your husband was charged and he was charged and convicted of first-degree murder. I hardly consider his release, if it were to happen at all, I don't think that'd be a good thing. So it says you're an actor? I don't know that I've seen you in anything.
I work in society. It's a job.
Miss Roth, your child has been exceedingly well placed. The new family is very wealthy. She will never want for anything. Now, I can understand that you love your daughter, probably very much, but do you really think that she would be better off with people like you?
Yes, I do. I'm her mother.
We will give your application all the consideration it merits.
Roth walks disconsolately away. Simon lies on the padded floor of his virtual reality chamber, flicking through floating holographic menus. He appears to be buying body armor. The holograms go fuzzy, and onto the wall appears the huge face of the cyber anarchist from Humans.
You like the software?
Software?
The walkie-talkie player.
No shit. You're the guy from the TV, the Humans.
That's right, baby. You think about what the brother said?
To what brother do you refer, brother?
Cable wants the freedom to ass kick. Do shit his way. You gonna give it to him?
You were listening?
We see and hear everything that goes on inside the so-called game.
All right, then. Cable said we got lucky, that they were gunning for us. What's that all about?
Cable got a past.
He knows things.
Things he don't even know.
What things?
Things that Castle's afraid of. As long as your boy stays on the inside, Castle knows he can keep him quiet. But if he ever got out, Castle would never let that happen.
There's one battle left. I think I can handle my own business. Thank you very much.
You're not hearing me. This is not something you can control. They gonna kill his ass, Simon. In the eyes of the world, and then what?
What?
You just another poor little rich honky. Poor little rich honky. No Cable, no pussy, no shit.
Look, man, this is too heavy. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about. I just play games, man. Games.
That's right. It is a game. You wanna win it, don't you?
Yeah.
I intend to.
Well, then you need to cut your strings, puppet master. Imagine a slayer that don't gotta wait to be told what to do. No ping. You did?
That would be cheating.
A mod. That's all it would be. You know why? Because the game's gotta evolve. You feel me?
I do. I do feel you, my giant brother.
Well, then let's rock, baby.
Cable lies alone in his cell. The hatch in the door is pulled open.
Tell him. We know you talked to him. Your player.
Who are you?
A friend.
I don't have any.
Listen to me. Simon's going to give you what you want. What you asked him for.
How do you know that?
I know something else. Whether or not he's controlling you, you will never reach the save point. Castle won't allow it.
We'll see.
No, you have to escape. Your wife and your daughter need you, Tillman. If you want to get out and see the people in the picture, you'll have to find another way.
I need you to get me something.
Onto a trio of tall New York buildings are projected the gigantic words, Cable's Last Stand. Cable stands in the half-lit jail, gearing up for the battle. He slots a magazine into his gun. He pulls on a flak jacket. From the pocket, he pulls a half bottle of vodka.
What have we got there? Cable, what the hell is that?
He defiantly puts the bottle to his lips and downs the contents.
Put it down. Put it down!
The slayers pile out of the backstage room. Cable lobs the empty bottle at the surveillance camera and jogs rather unsteadily down the tunnel. The camera spins on its own axis. Cable staggers and finally falls onto a pile of sand.
Oh, I see. It was a great idea turning you loose.
Cable rolls onto a downward slope, crisscrossed with tombstone-sized chunks of concrete from behind which people fire.
What happened?
You happened. You wanted control. You got it.
Cable rolls seemingly out of control from one firing station to the next, firing randomly. Simon appears to be standing over him.
What's the matter with you, Cable? Kill something!
Cable fires off one of his heat-seeking rounds, sending up a shower of body parts from behind a firing station. He staggers out into the open, shooting another man and then sitting down heavily on the ground. Cable staggers up a slope and onto a battle-scarred street. He lurches along through a hail of bullets.
This is unbelievable. Cable, listen. This is the last game. You're gonna end up dead, and I'm gonna look like a total asshole if you don't pull your balls together, man!
Cable has forced his way through broken wire mesh into an underground car park. He shakes his head as if to clear it and focuses on a large 4x4. He opens the fuel cap, which is marked ethanol only.
Cable, what the hell are you doing?
Cable projectile vomits into the fuel tank.
Oh, what the hell? That's just gross, bro.
Cable now urinates into the tank with great relief.
Oh.
Cable smashes the driver's side window with the butt of his gun. He gets in and proceeds to hotwire the vehicle. Cable speeds away, pursued by armed convicts, including Hackman.
Go, 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 go!
Yes, you fucking cheerleader!
Hackman clings to the driver's side door. Cable fends off the man's gun and tries to shake him off. He smacks him in the face. Cable drives close enough to a concrete pillar to swipe his mad attacker off the side of the vehicle. The 4x4 careers up out of the underground car park and onto the street.
Cable, please, please, I beg you, get back in the game. You're screwing my ass.
Cable smashes onwards through the littered street. A small white sphere flies alongside him.
This is a restricted area. Return to the battle zone.
Cable levels his machine gun at the sphere. Simon's surround screen goes dead.
I'm dead.
Cable continues at speed along the street. He spots a large snowplow and swerves to avoid it. He finds himself being pursued by a pair of the snowplows in a high-speed chase. He turns round to see the sinister vehicles gaining on him all too easily. He shoots back at them with his machine gun. One of the plows rams him violently. He swerves skillfully and, coming alongside the cab of the snowplow, shoots through the driver's window. The vehicle swerves and rolls. The plows crash and spin through the air. Cable grits his teeth and accelerates in reverse towards a roadblock into the restricted area. He breaks through, rolling his vehicle. He clambers out and runs. A missile smashes down, catapulting him into the air. A huge screen resolves into the message, "Please stand by." Fans gawp in amazement.
What the fuck just happened? Initial reports are that Cable, the most recognizable face of the Slayers phenomenon, next to Ken Castle himself, is officially listed as fragged. Just one session away from being the first Slayer ever to win a full pardon and release. In a netcast plagued by technical difficulties and dead spots, the report could not be confirmed. However, Cable, born John Tillman of Albany, New York, and convicted of murder just 4 years ago, has been removed from Slayer's rosters and upcoming events listings.
His player, gaming megastar Simon Silverton, could not be reached for comment.
One question?
Tillman left a wife on the outside, right?
Tillman, yeah.
Find her.
Onto the TV screen of the gross couch potato comes the face of Cable's wife, Roth. The couch potato leers and licks his lips as he flips through a series of fantasy costumes and hair colors for her. He finally settles on a version of her with straight orange hair, an ostrich feather bolero jacket, and tight turquoise hot pants.
Link activated.
The hideous voyeur settles back on his couch with an oxygen mask to his face. New York seems to be overhung with a pall of pollution. Beneath Roth's brownstone, Cable lurks in a hooded parka. A Chinese chef prepares food. A neatly graffitied slogan reads, "Slayers is bad TV, humans." A young woman pulls up on a motorbike close to where Cable stands. She approaches Cable's hooded figure.
She's not home. But Castle's personal security will be soon enough, and trust me, you don't want to meet them.
Who are you?
You asked me that once before.
Your voice.
You know, you should really come with me. Like now!
Cable throws her a sidelong glance, but follows and gets onto the pillion seat of her bike.
Oh.
She drives at speed along walkways of what would seem to be residential blocks. People throw themselves this way and that or cower in doorways as she rushes past. Out onto the street again, she swerves and then speeds on through what seems to be a large office. She comes to a halt in a narrow stock lift. She pulls off her helmet and glances round at the stony-faced Cable. Lines of alternative types stand at old-fashioned arcade games. She walks Cable into their midst. The young anarchist-in-chief stands playing a miniature game of deck quoits.
See? That's why you're a fool. That's what I'm talking about. Exactly.
You stop your deception. Please, you're off the rail shit.
Come on, man. That's why it's a game of deception, man.
Yeah!
It's bullshit, man. You know that's bullshit.
So you're the ones who broke me out?
We only freed your mind.
And your ass followed.
Holy shit, Papa, you made it. You're really here. Cable. You're great.
You got questions?
A few. So she took my blood. Why?
The Nanex. It modifies the actual cell structure of your brain. We can crack it, but it's not just a one-size-fits-all. We need your DNA so that we can generate custom code.
All right. Then why me?
Because Castle's afraid of you, man.
It ain't just a game, Tillman. Every day there's more people stepping forward, want to be a part of Castle's world, throwing away everything it means to be human.
Right now, it's the desperate ones. Convicts, addicts, the sick, the poor, the ones that fell through the cracks.
The federal prison system is growing out of control, set to bankrupt the whole damn USA. Then Castle rides in on a white horse, says he has a plan to bail us all out and we just fall in line.
The healthcare system is collapsing.
And this time he's pushing for total control over genetic disease. Birth defects no longer an issue. All we gotta do is exchange our cells for the ones he wants to give
us. Promise of a longer life and a fatter wallet. I mean, you think people will refuse?
Fuck no. And then the next thing you know, we're all slaves.
I can't help you.
Tillman, we know where she is.
Cable, or Tillman, turns back. Gina Parker Smith, dressed in a vivid yellow PVC mac, walks through the lurid world of society. Roth walks by, and Gina turns and peers after her. Roth pushes open the doors of some kind of bar, the inhabitants of which seem to be indulging in all manner of sexual and other fantasies. Roth sashays through to take a seat at the UV-lit bar. A wicked-looking cocktail with a live grub dropped into it is put before her. A handsome young man leapfrogs onto the bar stool next to her and throws her a sidelong glance. The couch potato seems to be generating the dialogue.
Hi, Nika.
Oh, hi. Rick Rape, right?
Rick Rape, right? I thought you weren't allowed to come here anymore.
That was last month. I was a bad boy. Are you still a bad boy?
Are you still a bad boy?
A pair of lift doors open to reveal the pair. The young man clutches Roth's left breast. She brushes his lips with her fingers and then steps out. He follows her along the brightly lit corridor, staring at her lasciviously. She responds. He pushes her against the front door of an apartment. He slaps her behind as the door opens. She gets onto all fours and looks round at him. The couch potato leers. The young man cannot contain his excitement and delves in his rubber trousers for his own genitals as Roth crawls across the carpet, her face registering disgust. She suddenly turns to see Tillman breaking the young man's back across his knee and tossing him aside. Tillman kneels and gently holds her face. The couch potato looks on fearfully.
Please don't kill me.
Please don't kill me.
No.
I'll do anything.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. No, stop. Maybe stop. Stop. God damn it. You...
in there controlling her. Let her talk.
I can't. She has to say what I tell her.
Oh, you can hear me. I know you can. I love you.
I love you too.
I love you.
Shut up! If you say anything else, and I will find you, and I will rip you to fucking pieces, you understand me? Get you out of here.
He hurries her towards the lift.
I'm gonna take you someplace where they can turn it off, the program.
Hi, Cable.
Hackman stands in the lift. He blasts Tillman away and abducts Roth. Miraculously, Tillman's flak jacket seems to have saved him. Hackman grabs Roth's face.
Look at me, bitch. Anybody in there?
A bizarrely dressed young couple get into the lift. They continue kissing. Hackman draws a huge knife. Roth looks alarmed. Couch Potato, however, seems to perk up.
Go on.
Do it.
Hackman licks his knife with relish. Roth winces. Couch Potato quivers as Hackman stabs the young woman in the back. Hackman then dispatches the young man. Roth whimpers while Couch Potato closes his eyes in depraved delight. As the doors open, Tillman is there, ready to grab Hackman. He repeatedly punches him. Hackman headbutts Tillman, who manages to come back, however, and shoot the man in the foot with his own gun. Tillman smashes him aside with the gun and opens fire on several more pursuers. Onlookers remain bizarrely indifferent to the bloodbath. Tillman walks at speed through the sunlit street, holding Roth's hand. He spots another pursuer and shoots him dead.
Where the fuck do we go?
Couch Potato sets Roth running at speed across the road. Tillman follows her down a flight of stairs as a posse of armed men rush after them. Tillman, his pistol drawn, cautiously leads Roth through a corridor into the strobe-lit interior of some kind of club or bar. Roth leads on through the flashing darkness in which people are dancing, many of them naked or semi-clothed. In an inner circle of this particular hell, tattooed bodies are suspended by butcher's hooks through their flesh. Others are rollerblading wildly. One of these swings Tillman round repeatedly until she herself is flung into the crowd. People are caught in the strobe light in vacuous poses. Interspersed with these, however, are armed men stalking Tillman. The gunmen open fire, spraying the revelers with gouts of blood which shine white in the lighting. As the shooters continue killing revelers in the crossfire, Tillman returns fire. Roth stands looking on helplessly. Tillman takes Roth's hand again and hurries her away. A bystander is yanked sideways by a burst of gunfire. Tillman and Roth run through a parade of semi-naked women. She runs like an automaton by his side through a corridor. They emerge into daylight, running up a flight of stairs. A van pulls up at the top of the stairs. Gina Parker Smith gets out.
I can get you out of here.
Tillman pulls Roth with him into the fun fur interior of the van. Gina turns to him.
Oh, shit. I can't believe it's you. This is... Listen, Tillman, you can trust me, I swear.
If not, you're dead.
Okay, faster, faster.
Simon sits alone in a bleak room at a table which seems to be a giant computer screen. A man enters, staring at Simon, and walks significantly to the table. He pulls up images.
Guess you remember that day, huh?
You just gotten Cable through his 10th consecutive session alive. No one ever thought an icon could last that long. Pretty hot shit, aren't you? Kick player.
Good times?
Sure, on the outside. Now look at these. That's what it's like on the inside. Wonder how long you would last on the other side of the screen. You know, Simon, you're being held here today. Suspected in aiding in the escape of a convicted murderer from a maximum security penitentiary. The charges are beyond serious. Your hard drives have been seized. Forensics is decrypting the contents as we speak. Your internet activity over the last 10 years is being scrutinized and cataloged in minute, vivid detail. In addition, your father's bank accounts have been frozen, pending further investigation. After all, it was essentially his money that funded Mr. Tillman's escape. Now, I need you to tell me everything that happened leading up to yesterday afternoon. Everybody you talked to. Everything you saw. Everything you did. And I need you to tell me that right now.
Yeah. I'm gonna need something, too.
No, really? And what might that be?
Could you guys do a sandwich, like peanut butter, almond butter, walnut butter, pecan butter, pistachio butter, pretty much any kind of, you know, nut butter with some grape jelly?
Pistachio butter. They make that?
It's awesome.
A hypodermic needle penetrates white skin. Blood is drawn into the chamber of the syringe. The female motorcyclist takes the blood from Roth as Tillman and Gina Parker Smith look on. The woman hands the syringe to another of the anarchists.
Now what?
Now, we just put the DNA into the soup, light it up, extract it, feed my girl's sequence into the code, and we are good to go.
It's an anti-spyware program.
Basically. Can't quarantine the foreign cells per se, but we can disable their ability to transmit and receive.
Fuck that. I'd make you cut it out of me.
That would be like cutting out part of your brain. The nanocells replace the cells they replicate. They become you. We're gonna have to keep her sedated until we can kill the link. Otherwise, she's broadcasting everything she sees or hears.
30 minutes. You give us a robot, we give you back a super hot human.
Tell me. We need to talk.
So talk.
Come on.
Tillman gets up and unwillingly follows the lead guy out. Parker Smith peers after him as he goes.
They tested it on soldiers. The first volunteer was a Corporal Travis Scotch. A friend of yours, I believe. And the second was you.
The idea was to replace your brain. Bit by bit, cell by cell. The new tissue would never break down, never deteriorate. A new era in human longevity, that's what they told us.
9 weeks later, Scotch was dead. And you were serving life in maximum. Castle's project was shut down. But the same technology resurfaced within a year, in a game. Castle called it society. Tillman, listen, man, whatever happened in that project is something Castle wanted buried. We need that shit, man. What you saw, what you know.
I don't know what to tell you.
You ain't gotta tell me shit. I want you to show me.
Okay, we're ready to rock. Let's break the link in 3, 2, 1.
Roth's eyes open. Couch Potato jerks awake. He looks around at the multiple screens in his dreary room.
Who's there?
In the doorway stand Castle and his team.
What are you doing here? Who are you?
Tech support.
The morbidly obese man stares at them blankly from his motorized wheelchair. Parker Smith looks on with interest as the humans work on Tillman.
What are we looking at?
His memories, translated into raw audiovisual data.
I read something about this. That tech's not supposed to be available for another decade.
I'm better shit than this at Best Buy in 18 months.
Tillman sits in a chair with wires attached to his skull. In the bare interrogation room sits a man. Tillman enters.
Oh, son of a bitch. John Tillman.
Man, I never thought I would be so happy to see your ugly face.
Scotch.
Scotch. And is it me or is this place fucking suck? They got me hooked up to computers 5 hours a day. Feeding me vitamins and pills and God knows what, giving me injections, taking and giving me blood. These nurses are wiping my ass. And they're male nurses too, bro. I can't believe they let you talk me into this. And I'm having these, like, blackouts and scaring the shit out of me. I mean, I don't even know how long I've been here. Hey, man. Are they letting you out already, you son of a bitch?
I'm not getting out.
Okay. Johnny, you good?
I'm fine.
Man, you don't look fine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not like you ever looked that good in the first place.
Tillman, behaving oddly, pulls out a pistol and lays it laboriously on the table.
What's the gun for, John?
What's happening?
Shh. Really, you're scaring me, man. What's the gun for?
I can't stop.
Stop what? What did they do to you, man? John, stop it. You're scaring me now. Stop.
Sorry,
John, don't. Tillman, as if fighting himself, raises the gun and shoots his friend in the head. As he shoots, there is a brief flash of Castle raising his right hand like a gun and miming the action.
Not the best commercial for King Castle.
He made him do it. Castle made him do it.
It was a test.
Cha-ching.
Excuse me, media whore. This isn't just a story. The whole world is splitting down the middle. Sooner or later, everyone's gonna have to take a side. Even scavengers like you.
They spot that the chair in which Tillman had been sitting is now empty. In a bleak grey corridor, Tillman sits up against the base of the wall, his hands raised to the sides of his head. He seems to be thinking very dark thoughts. Roth walks slowly down the stairs and along the corridor. She kneels by Tillman, who strokes the hair from her face.
It's you.
She smiles in relief and kisses him passionately.
I missed you so much.
You're the reason I held on.
Nobody could. The foster parent paid good money to remain anonymous, but there's always a data trail if you know where to look.
Where is she?
I'm sorry, Tillman. She's with Castle.
Tillman's expression becomes very dark. He now walks along a crowded alleyway reminiscent of Chinatown. Parker Smith, in her bright yellow coat, hurries to catch him up.
Story you're gonna get.
She grimaces in frustration as he walks on. Turning back, she spots Castle's right-hand man getting out from an SUV and walking purposefully into a building. In Simon's cell.
Nobody, get up!
What's going on, man?
Looks like someone up the chain decided you're no longer a threat.
Simon walks into his virtual reality chamber. The wall screens are seething with images and messages like, "Fuck you, cheater." Large red letters proclaim, "Nanex, access denied." Castle's lieutenant turns to his boss.
We'll find him.
Don't worry. He'll come to us.
On Castle's screen is a large image of Tillman with angel's wings and the slogan, "Cable, the fallen hero of Slayers, rest in peace." The night sky, dense with stars, rotates unnervingly above windswept treetops. Tillman walks through the darkness, his face grim. He stops for a moment, takes a breath, and then continues on towards the futuristic building which is Castle's home. He walks into a kind of soaring cloister of steel and glass. He moves along a broad walkway. Light pulses on and off, reflected off the white stucco walls. At the end of the walkway is the apparently open entrance to a room glowing with blue light. In the centre of the floor sits Tillman's little girl, Delia, cuddling a soft toy. Tillman runs towards her, but is punched out by a hologram of a cartoon character. Between himself and his daughter there appears to be some kind of powerful force field.
Not bad for video, huh? What? The latest and greatest. I defy you to tell it from real life. You imagine porn on this thing?
Tillman puts his hand to the doorway, realizing it is no more than a screen. He turns and looks over his shoulder. He gets up and walks slowly towards a stone staircase leading to a large open room in which stand two lines of silhouetted figures, perfectly motionless but for their clicking fingers. Tillman comes down the steps. In the centre of the room, between the two lines of figures and facing Tillman, stands Castle. Castle clicks his own fingers and performs a weird dance as he begins to sing.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're almost a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I have tried so not to give in. I said to myself this affair never would go so well. But
one of Castle's chorus line, who are all blood-spattered slayers, activates a screen showing footage of the slaughter of the humans in their hideout.
That I've got you, got you, got you, got you under my skin.
Tillman fights the slayers one by one.
For the sake of having you here, in spite of that crazy woman, the night, said, please whisper in my ear, don't you know, little man, you ain't never gonna win. Use your mentality, where is your reality? But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin.
Tillman manages to kill or disable the dozen or so attackers while Castle looks on with ironic admiration.
You're awesome, Castle. Cable.
I don't care about you.
You just want your little sugar pie, I know. So don't do anything stupid. My house, my rules. Come on, I want to show you something.
Castle leads Tillman through a stunning artificial moonscape.
I wanted to thank you for leading me to them, by the way. The humans' cell, that is. Of course, sooner or later, they'd be whistling my tune just like everybody else, but meantime, it was that little cracker program they dreamed up that got my attention. That was a genuine nuisance, no doubt about it. One thing even they didn't know, though, I'm wired, too. I replaced 98% of my own noodles with nanotissue years ago. But mine's different. It's built to send. To transmit. Whereas every other nanocell that I put out there, including the ones in your head, Cable, designed to receive. I think it. And you do it.
They are now on a basketball pitch. Hackman limbers threateningly at the other end from them.
We're talking every slayer, everyone in Society City. I believe your better half would fall under that category. Provided they're within range of my transmitters.
Very nice, Castle. So you got an army of psychotics and deviants to dance around for you.
You're thinking small, Cable. But not as small as me. See, nanocells are real small. A
1,000 times smaller than these dust particulates. You inhale it, they go to work replicating, spreading like a virus, multiplying in exponentials. 6 months' time, I could have 100 million people converted, ditch diggers, porn stars, and presidents. Not one would be the wiser. 100 million people who buy what I want them to buy and vote how I want them to vote, do pretty much damn well anything I figure they ought to do. For instance.
Hackman comes at Tillman with his knife, but Tillman swiftly gets the better of him. Tillman wrenches the man's head one way and then the other. He wilts and falls to the floor. Tillman picks up the knife.
I should have let him fight for himself. Maybe he would have had a shot.
I think you're missing the point, my man.
No, I get it. You're pulling all the strings around here, which makes my next move pretty easy.
Neglected to mention my smart boys reversed that crack the humans worked for you. Easy breezy once I had access to their drives.
Parker Smith, now dressed like one of the humans, stands by a Nanex screen. She looks round and then presses a button. Simon's screen comes to life.
You're mine, boy. You're mine, boy. You're mine, boy.
Castle and Tillman appear on huge screens looming above the city streets. Parker Smith rides Pillion on the back of the human's girl's bike. Castle, who has managed to block Tillman's attack with the knife, now rips off his shirt and squares up to him.
Come on, let's boogie-woogie rock and roll!
Biggest, baddest slayer in the game doesn't seem like much, does he? Lucky shot. Not really.
Tillman has gouged Castle's midriff, but seems very constrained. Castle lines Tillman up and kicks him viciously. Simon seems to be preparing to play.
I need an audience, boys.
Castle's right-hand man and some others are sitting in the darkened stand. Through a large doorway at the end of the pitch, two men now escort Roth and Delia. Tillman looks on desperately. He makes to go over to them.
No, you crawl. On your belly like a toad. Is this bad? I'm really bad. Is this bad? I'm really bad.
Crowds watch in the streets. Tillman approaches Delia clutching the wicked knife.
That's sweet. All right, boys, you ready? It's time for a true test. Just like last time, remember? Yeah, you're stronger now, a little more fight in you, but I think the end result will be just about the same.
Tillman resists as Castle tries to make him cut Delia's throat. Finally, to Castle's astonishment, Tillman stabs the knife into the floor. Tillman then wrenches it out of the boards and runs at Castle, only stopping at the very last moment.
What the hell was that?
Someone on the outside is sending him commands.
We're being broadcast live.
Jam the signal! Goddamn retorts!
Working on it.
I think that you fucking do it.
Castle headbutts Tillman and tries to get control of the knife. Simon is the one sending in signals from outside.
Look at this knife. Imagine me sticking it into your gut. Think about it. Make it real.
Castle looks down at the blade. Tillman forces it round. He stabs Castle in the abdomen. Castle's lieutenant looks on dispassionately.
Oops.
Castle collapses dead. Delia embraces Roth. Simon raises both his arms in triumph.
Yes! Yes! Yeah!
The crowds in the city streets cheer. Castle's staff walk robotically away. Tillman embraces Roth and his little daughter, Delia.
Are you my daddy, Tillman?
I'm your daddy. Wait. Shut it off.
Pardon?
Nanix. It means nothing to you. It's just a mouse click. Set us free.
Castle's lieutenant looks to his own sidekick, who presses a button.
Well played, Caden.
Tillman embraces Roth. Their little girl peers out from between their legs. Roth dozes in the passenger seat of a car. Delia sits in the rear. Tillman drives, smiling as he checks on Delia in the rearview mirror. Roth wakes and runs her fingers over Tillman's arm with the tattoo reading, "I'm right here with you." He smiles across at her. The car drives on a road at the bottom of a deep rocky gorge. They speed towards the dark entrance of a tunnel. The end.